Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today, I want to talk about starting your day. I've worked with several teachers who talk about it as one of the most important aspects of our lives. That the first thoughts you have shape your day. The first 20 minutes, half hour is absolutely imperative to take command and control of your life. And today I've put together a list of inspiring quotes by famous successful people to start your day. And you could pick ones that you like, you could listen to this, do it however you want to do it, but just to take in this inspiring information at the start to one's day can be very helpful. So I've been doing this on and off for many years, and I'm in a stage right now where I'm doing it again, and I absolutely love it. It reminds me, I haven't done it in some months, and I plan to do it for at least several weeks in a row because it really works and it really feels good. Gets us right, gets us focused, gets us aligned in the right direction with the right attitude, connected to the day. A lot of us just go through the day, you know, we're just trying to get through it. Can I get through it? You know, just want to get on the other side of it so I can get home and rest and watch reels and Netflix. Or just to relax, just to be with family, you know, it depends. But a lot of us are just kind of trying to get through it. And if you transform how you start your day, then your whole attitude for the day changes. So that's why I'm starting with this first quote by John Wooden, very famous college basketball coach, very successful. I think he won like 20 championships or something crazy. He says, make each day your masterpiece. Make each day your masterpiece. And that's like the opposite end of the spectrum, right? Compared to how most of us think about our days. We don't think it's any sort of masterpiece. We're just trying to get through it. Just, Lord, help me get through today, you know? And that's okay. But it's not the best, is it? But if you started thinking about every day is a masterpiece that you're creating, how does that shift your perspective? How does that change your attitude? How does that inspire you? It really inspires me. Even just one small aspect moving into that masterpiece category really changes things for me. And the next one is, your imagination is your preview of life's coming attractions, by Albert Einstein. And I've read this quote many times on this podcast. I've read a lot of Albert Einstein quotes because he wasn't just a really amazing scientist. He was also a really amazing self-developer. He wasn't always so successful. I mean, I think it was almost until his late 30s till he started really doing something with his life that was worth anything, you know, exciting or interesting. And this man had quite a wild life because he became so famous in his own lifetime. And he shared these little insights into how he became so successful and such a great scientist. And this is one of them, using his imagination to visualize what he wanted for his life so that it became a preview of your life's coming attractions. So I share this as one of your inspiring quotes to start the day, because how do you want your day to begin? thinking about the things that you want most, right? Even if you take 10 seconds, just picture yourself with the people you love most, or with that achievement that you want most. How would it feel? What would it look like? Who's going to be there? Just a few of those things. So, and just follow up quickly with Henry James says, it's time to start living the life you've imagined. So this kind of goes right together, right? Isn't it time that you started living the life you've imagined? Yeah, I think that's it. Well, this next one is from Walt Disney. All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Amen, Walt. Amen. You know, we all have things we want, but what's holding us back? What's stopping us? Fear, worry, doubt, anxiety. What we consider to be responsibility, taking care of family or something like that. Yes, I've been there, and I know how challenging that can be when you're trying to work on your dreams, but it is not impossible. Just means you might need to put in a little extra. And sometimes a little extra is how you go from ordinary to extraordinary, right? From ordinary to extraordinary. Just that little bit of extra effort, extra focus. And you can do it without a doubt. From Napoleon Hill is the next great quote. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way, which is huge for me. You guys know, if you've listened to my podcast for any amount of time, I'm big into tiny habits. I'm big into shifting things slowly but surely, just making these little adjustments, like not using the same coffee mug every day, just little things, not driving home the exact same way every day, just shifting our patterns slightly can make for big changes in our lives. You know, just parking a little farther away from the store and getting a few extra steps and a little more exercise for the body, you know. While you're watching TV, stretch, do yoga while you're watching instead of just sitting there. You know, there's so many little kind of micro changes that we can make. You know, just drink that extra glass of water a day. Just these little things that you can do to make massive differences in your life when they're compounded day after day, month after month, year after year, takes you to a completely different place in your life. Here's a great one from George Eliot. It's never too late to be what you might have been. Woo! Yeah, it's never too late. It's never too late, you know? I'm 51, still creating new things, starting new things, new ideas, new programs, new inspirations, new things related to my business, new exercise routines, new ways to communicate with the people I love most. I'm writing a new book. I've got a new one I'm publishing. You know, there's just all these things. It's never too late to do it. It isn't. It's just our mindset. It's our attitude. It's our perspective. And you have to shift that to be able to do different things. That's really important. Steve Jobs, very successful guy in his own right, says, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. I like this one because just so important to remember that you've got to live your life the way you want to fully reach your potential. To really tap in deep, to go into that inner self and bring out what you know is the true you. You can't be doing it for someone else. You can't be doing what your parents told you. You can't be doing what your, you know, spouse is telling you, or your, you know, siblings or your friends. You've got to do you. At some point in this life, you've got to choose yourself and live your life the way you've dreamed of it. Absolutely important. So many good ones. I'm just going to read a couple more and then we're going to wrap this. So it's just like a 10-minute thing that people could use every day if they so choose. From Jack Canfield, Don't worry about failures. Worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try. Oh, I love that. That's like the, I believe it's a Wayne Gretzky quote, the famous hockey player who said, "You miss every shot you don't take." It's basically the same quote here. Don't worry about failing. Don't worry about missing. Just worry about what you'll miss if you don't even try. So important. So important. Absolutely imperative to be taking shots. So what if you miss? So what? It's, you know, just not, doesn't matter. I've failed millions of times and I've succeeded many times, thousands of times. So you know what? I don't care. I don't care about the misses. I focus on the successes. And we're going to wrap with this one. I like this. Limitations live only in our minds. But if we use our imagination, our possibilities become limitless. Come back to that imagination. That's why Walt Disney talks about it. That's why Einstein talked about it. That's why so many great teachers talk about using your mind for what you want. Don't look at your life today as it is and decide that's it. Look at what you want and believe, have faith that you can have it. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you. Feel free to reach out anytime. I do comp coaching calls. Just reach out to me at mattogradycoaching.com. Take care. Thank you for listening.